bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Just nominated for 10 2024 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards, including Best Radio Station and Best Morning Show for Wake Up Rider, as well as Best On-Air Personality, Social Media Campaign, Show Open, Promo Series, Production Director, and Faculty Advisor. I'm Julia Train. On Saturday, Donald Trump won South Carolina's Republican primary, easily beating former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in her home state with about 60% of the votes and further consolidating his path to a third straight GOP nomination. Trump has now swept every contest that counted for Republican delegates, adding to previous wins in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Haley's facing growing pressure to leave the race, but she's not going anywhere despite losing the state where she was the governor from 2011 to 2017. A 2020 rematch between Trump and President Joe Biden is becoming increasingly inevitable. Haley's vowed to stay in the race through at least the batch of primaries on March 5th, known as Super Tuesday.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated, an even bigger win than we anticipated, and I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. So that's pretty good. So it's a record times two.
Audio provided by Forbes Breaking News. Vigils took place across the nation on Friday and Saturday for an Oklahoma non-binary teenager who died the day after a fight in a high school bathroom, which the student said they were a target of bullying. Nex Benedict, who was a 16-year-old student who identified as non-binary using they-them pronouns, got into an altercation with three girls in an Owosso high school bathroom who were picking on Benedict and some friends. The girls attacked Benedict for pouring water on them. Benedict's mother called emergency responders to the family home the day after the fight, saying Benedict's breathing was shallow, their eyes were rolling back, and their hands were curled. Vigils for Benedict were held at locations including Boston, Minneapolis, and Huntington Beach, California. Others were held or planned in several states including Washington, New Jersey, New York, and Texas.
Anger. Sadness and anger are my main two emotions right now. This should not happen. My little sister, they're also gender nonconforming and queer. They're 16. It hits close.
Audio provided by ABC 7 News. A coalition of countries led by the US and UK on Saturday carried out a new round of strikes on the Houthis in Yemen in response to their continued attacks against commercial and naval vessels in and around the Red Sea. According to a joint statement from the 8 countries involved, the strikes were against 18 targets, including those related to underground weapon storage facilities, missile storage facilities, one-way attack unmanned aerial systems, air defense systems, radars, and a helicopter. The United States has targeted dozens of Houthi locations already this year. The 6 countries that supported the US and UK in Saturday's strikes included Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, and New Zealand.
That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Radio Station. This year's winner will be announced on Saturday, March 2nd in New York City. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.